Physics class, welcome to Greendale 101. This is session 6.5, in which we're going to cover feedback for remedial chaos theory. I am Brian. Joining me is my constant co-host, Ben.
Hello. I don't have anything episode related to intro with this week. I used that up on the last session 6.
You weren't prepared. We're not prepared at all.
Even though we spent like an hour preparing, I still was not prepared. I apologize for my actions. I am terribly, terribly sorry for my actions.
It's okay. You have a chance of redemption. You have like another 40 minutes to go.
Okay, good. I wouldn't say terribly twice. All right, so how are we... feedback. We are...
Yes.
Contactable.
We are contactable. If you'd like to contact Ben, send an email to greendale101@gmail.com.
Well, actually, if you want to contact Ben, I have my own email address. If you want to contact the podcast...
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry. If you want to contact the podcast, greendale101@gmail.com. If you want to contact Ben, benthereedonethat@gmail.com.
No, I don't think that's me.
We'll find
out. tokillamockingben@gmail.com.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's mine. I took it. To Kill a Mockingbird. Just don't mock me.
Or would you be mocking? Would you be the Mockingbird like you're mocking others?
Well, as long as I don't mock people, I think I'm safe. But if you're Mockingbird, then I will kill you is what I think it implies.
Oh, wow. That is... Okay, that's...
lose that audio.
Everybody take note
live.
Of that.
But you're
tracking
all too far
your IP
away.
Address. Oh, God. Dark turn. Follow us on Twitter. Greendale101 is our Twitter handle.
I'm sure you can figure out the rest of it. I mean, you're all computer
Tumblr.
Savvy. You have to figure out what a podcast is.
Yeah. Here, I could just throw this out. Twitter, Greendale101. Tumblr, Greendale101. Facebook, Greendale101. There you go. That's how you can find us.
We're technically on Facebook. You can like us if you want. I will update it. Sometime I keep forgetting to because I've been using Twitter and Tumblr a lot more because it's way easier to promote the podcast that way.
We're on the iTunes music store or
yes.
Podcast store front page.
Not yet. I don't think we're front page.
Ah, somewhere in there. We're in the internet tunes. So just drop by there.
One.
You could leave us a review if you so choose, like listener Irwin. And do we have a new one?
Yes, from Kayla, who also sent us an email, as did Irwin,
cool.
But we'll get to those in a second. Thank you,
cool,
Kayla,
cool,
so
cool.
Much for your 5-star. Also, if you don't have time to write a review, you can, if you feel like it, give us a star rating. And then later give us a review, because those who give reviews and contribute the most are the most likely to be invited to a maybe one day roundtable with like two or three people.
I'm not sure if it's legal to bribe people for iTunes reviews, but
that's not
how
it may be.
I'm turning the other way.
Yeah, as long as you don't listen. Yeah, so everyone, the more you contribute to everything, including reviews, the more likely you will be chosen for a roundtable thing if you want.
Okay.
Or if we ever get an interview and Brian gets a chicken, he becomes a pollo hermanos.
A chicken brother?
You become a chicken brother. And he does not show up, maybe you will get to guest star and interview a member of community.
Oh, I thought we could get through an entire show without you shamelessly soliciting interviews from people.
Well, I'm sure they don't listen to it, so it's fine. It's just saying, hey, guys, if you want to have questions asked to, say, Joel McHale, who we will never, ever get...
who is so unaware of our existence. It's not even funny. We could just throw out any names. Like, hey, maybe we'll interview Bryan Cranston in the near future. I don't know.
Tom Hanks.
Tim Hanks. That's amazing. It's like the biggest movie star of the past 20 years. How did you butcher that to Tim Hanks?
I was so Tim Allen and Tom Hanks at the same time.
Oh, of course, because they did those Toy Story movies together.
Exactly. That's why. That's Tom's brother, Tim.
Oh, his less successful brother. He owns a business where he He paints buildings, but, you know, everybody's always talking about Tom.
He was in a couple of Velveeta commercials, I think.
No, of course, yeah.
Yeah, but Tim Hanks.
John Hamm. I kept wanting to say Don Draper, but no. John Hamm. We'll have him on the podcast. And so, John, what do you think about Community?
I know Alison Brie's in it. Is that about
it? I've met Joel McHale one time at a party that only incredibly handsome men can attend.
Like Tim Hanks.
Tim Hanks
is average. He's okay to look at, but he's not like, he's no Robin Williams.
Oh no, yeah. Tim Hanks is like a hairless Robin Williams.
That somehow seems better. This is not the Happy Cast. Why are we having discussions like this?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize for allowing this to get so far off topic. Clearly, you guys aren't here for this. You're here to hear people talk about Community.
But if you would like to hear conversations like that, check out the Happy Cast on iTunes, because that is pretty much what our conversations consist of.
Also, yeah, that's pretty much how it goes.
You will hear an exclusive interview between Regis Philbin and Horatio Caine from CSI Miami.
Of course,
at the end of one of the episodes, if you want to hear that exclusive interview.
That sounds amazing. So what are we covering first? Is it the homework of the
homework? Yes.
Okay. So last week's homework was, we wanted people to write in and tell us who they would pick as their biology partner and why.
Yes, we asked 100 people. The number one answer on the board was, I didn't survey them.
I'm going to guess the number one answer was Annie, because... No,
it was not. No,
they didn't want to go for the good grade.
They did not. They wanted to go with the fun. So they all belong at Greendale, which I saw. I was actually watching Extra or Hollywood something. I don't know. Whatever comes on before, because I was waiting for the show to come on. And they had Joel and they had Professor Laburn. It's not his real name, but whatever.
John Goodman.
Thank you. No, I think his name's Joe Goodman. I don't know. and he called it Glendale instead of Greendale.
Glendale?
Way to go, Joe Goodman. Let's go through this. All right. We have about like 15 answers this week. Thank you guys. You all are awesome. Mixology certification said Abed, because it'd be fun to think of pop culture references about nature and TV shows to keep him working. Good.
Sure. Yeah. Good reasoning. Valid answer. I would maybe say that too.
I just want to hang out with Abed and Troy because they have N64. They appreciate the older things.
Like the N64.
And the
NES.
It's
not that old.
The N64 is kind of old now compared to what else is out.
Kids with their Beanie Babies and Xboxes.
Oh. Lizica answered. What?
I just think it would cause tension if you were Abed's biology partner. You'd be like the other person in that relationship, the third wheel. Nobody wants that.
Well, I'd be in there with both Abed and Troy hanging out, not biology partner wise. I'd pick Annie because I care about the grade, but I would want to hang out with Troy and Abed all the time. I could be there through. We'd get like a triple bunk bed.
But oh, God, that sounds awesome. Would you be like the middle?
No, I don't want to be a Troy Abed sandwich.
Well, it would be a Ben sandwich with Troy and Abed bread, if you think about it.
Oh, that is true. Troy and Abed. I'm sorry. Was that better or worse than Bake Down?
It was a little bit better. Not quite as bad as Bake Down.
Okay, all right. To make it sure. Lizica answered, oh, Abed, definitely. All right, pretty strong. Look out for Hannah. I would want to be Britta's partner because I feel like she is very into nature and would be easy to work with. If by nature you mean pot. She didn't say that, but that's what I'm adding.
You're editorializing.
Yeah. Nothing but tag thing? Nothing but a G thing. It's missing vowels, so.
Okay.
I kept
reading
like stuff like.
Excusable.
Well, I kept thinking B-Tag was saying teabag. I kept reading nothing teabag thing. That's weird. No, nothing but a G thing. Okay, all right. Or Sabby Sab on Twitter. Todd, he's awesome and has a turtle. Win-win. Good answer. Tammy 2 answered Abed. I think you're on the wrong podcast, Tammy 2.
Tammy 2 from Earth 2?
Oh, maybe. I was thinking Parks and Recreation, Tammy 2.
Oh, I was thinking Earth 2.
Ah, Community Soup answered. I want to say Jeff, just so I could look at him all day. Haha, but I'm going to go with Abed, so we can talk about movies, TV all day long. Yeah, Community Soup actually got a direct message from Joel McHale, for those who don't know, saying that his butt thanked her.
Really? A direct message?
A direct message. A personalized butt thank you.
Wow.
No pictures.
On the Twitter?
On the Twitter, yes. Congratulations. Wow.
Don't you have to be followed to get a direct message on Twitter?
You have to follow them.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
So, like, I can't direct message Dan Harmon, but he could direct message me.
Okay. So, like, you can't direct message me, but I could direct message you.
We don't follow each other?
Oh, this is awkward. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Podcast over. Laser Lotus answered Garrett Faux-Show.
Garrett.
I did specify. I said anyone in the communiverse. From teacher to student to dean, anyone.
To dean, you just want somebody to pick the dean.
Well, I said deans because there are two of them technically, and okay. The other dean one reminds me of Gus from Breaking Bad.
Oh, really? You think Dean Laborn reminds you of Gus from Breaking Bad?
Oh, no, not that dean. No, the dean of the other college.
Okay, all right. I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
And I'm not being racist. Like facial structure, they have like the longer face, more oval. Oranges of Death says, I'd probably choose Chang. No reason other than that he would be entertaining as hell. And probably frightening and murderous, but that's my editorializing again. Chasing Tails said, I know he's not in the class, but Chang!
Three Changs.
Yeah, three Changs.
Triple Chang.
Triple Chang would be very scary. Pig Pants answered Troy. Smiley face with a capital D, so you know it's really happy. Britta's Bagel, that's one of my favorite names on here, answered, even out of anyone in the Communiverse, I choose Britta. Alright. Let me see. Alright, Sky Elwood, I'm going to go with. Sky Elwood answered, Abed, because we'd have fun discussing Inspector Spacetime while we work. I think you do a lot more discussing and a lot less work in that scenario. I'm not saying you're lazy. That's just how it ended up. See, I can't read these because I end up accidentally insulting everyone. I'm not trying to. Texan and Scones answered, Abed all the way. I love movie quotes and he'd be awesome. Maximaze said Garrett. And Game of Thrones answered, Troy. There are lots of
wives. Of course.
Oh, thank you, everyone, for so many responses.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised by the number of people that said Abed. I guess if you think about it, like the Venn diagram of people that listen to podcasts about Community and people that like Abed, there's like one giant circle, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Abed would be the one who would do that. So hi, Abed. Thank you.
I want an episode later in the season where Abed starts a Community, not Community. That would be weird. He starts a Cougar Town podcast.
Oh, that would be, and he calls it podcast or not podcast 101. He calls it Cougar Town 101.
Cougarton 101.
Like, that is totally a reference to us. Dan Harmon needs to marry us right away. The podcast, not like, because that kind of sounds like he'd be the preacher at our wedding.
You're right. It does sound like that.
No, he used to marry the podcast.
You would think we'd be really grateful, but instead we would take legal action.
Oh, it is illegal for us to get married in both of our states.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're good.
But, let's see, who would you pick as a biology partner?
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me. Oh, I answered already. I said I'd pick Annie because I would actually care about the grade.
Right. Yeah. I would go Pierce.
You wouldn't get anything done.
I would like to know what kind of mean things he would say about me.
He hates you. He doesn't think he could trust you. He doesn't know who you are.
You look weird. You're an odd-looking man.
He would say the exact same thing because people are predictable. It's the actions around them that aren't.
Because that's how he views all outsiders.
Yep.
But I don't think I can grow to like you.
Oh, that was good.
Okay, so do we have a new homework assignment to give to the people?
I think we do. What is it, Brian?
The communities. The communities. Is it? What is a name for a community fan? I still really would like some of those.
I've been going with comrade so far.
Comrade? Okay. All right, fine. Comrade's good.
If you have a better one, go for it. I asked Community Soup, and she said they just kind of call it, you know, like, the community or whatever.
The community? That sounds like somebody's grandmother. Oh, you're watching The Community. Yes, Grandma.
You're watching The Breaking Bads.
The anything. Yeah, The Community is... I'm confused. So who... Why did they order so many pizzas? Like, well, God.
Oh, breaking news. This just in from Megan Gans on Twitter. Gillian Jacobs wrote the, is it 303? I thought it was 304 gag. Gillian wrote that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is incredible.
Yes. I am going to tweet a compliment at her that she might see, but probably not because she's busy.
Busy making awesome television.
That is true. I'm kind of curious about what's coming up, because I think I saw Yvette, like, tweet something about how she almost got impaled by Joel today.
I thought she almost impaled Joel, but either way,
someone's getting impaled. Someone going to a Ren fair?
No, actually, surprisingly, that's like on their day off, unrelated to the show altogether.
they're just hanging out.
Horrible incident. They're hanging out at the Ren fair.
Throwing knives at each other.
Jousting.
While throwing knives.
The only way you can do that. It's like, you know, the pro way to do it.
God, a Ren fair episode would be amazing. Sorry, yeah, homework of the week is... We had one or two. One we had is, how would the Dean... Well, what would he be like in the evil universe? What kind of costume would he wear? Would he still like Jeff now that he is one arm short? Would he like him more?
What kind of facial hair would he have?
Would he have the goatee again? Or would it not be there? Would he have a full, like, Lincoln beard? That was one of them. Do we have another? I thought you were slow clapping just now.
No, that was that was a bottle of water.
You can't slow clap on a podcast. No, and what was the other one? What's your favorite timeline?
Something, something, something Pierce. Something.
Or give us a fictional account of one of the other timelines. I don't know. Just something about timelines.
Something about alternate timelines.
Something, 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 timeline, something, something.
And go. But that Dean thing, that's gold. We want something from that.
Definitely the Dean thing. Ain't nothing but a Dean thing.
Yes.
Did he ever say that, or did we just both think that?
That seems like something that if he didn't say, he will eventually. That's going to happen.
And if not, bravo to us for being the same person.
Oh, God, is this... Oh, I don't want to ruin it.
What?
I was going to make a... Is this podcast going to end like a very popular movie from 1999 or 2000 starring somebody?
You mean Titanic?
Yeah, like Titanic. Yes, is this going to end like Titanic?
It'll end just like Titanic. And I'm sorry, but I am Rose.
Oh.
Is that her name?
I'm Bernard, so...
Oh, but never mind. Anyway, we have emails, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And the first email is from Kayla, our new fan who discovered us on all of our social media sites all at once. And reviewed us, because she's super awesome.
Ben runs. Ben is his ceaseless promotion of us on the social networks, on the internet.
Hey, it's working. We got like 499 views because I convinced communitythings.tumblr.com to reblog us once.
Oh, which I'm gonna congratulations. Do
again. Yeah, that one really helped out. Thanks a lot, communitythings@tumblr.com. And I'm sorry if that accidentally sounded sarcastic, but that happens to my voice sometimes. So if you ever hear me sound sarcastic, I might not be. I don't think
you
I
just
to.
Naturally sound sarcastic at all the all times.
That happens all the time, and I always feel bad because I'm never trying to sound sarcastic or mean, but it sometimes accidentally comes out in the tone. I don't know. I'm sorry. So don't think I hate you if I'm reading your stuff and I sound mean. I don't hate you. I actually love all of you. And that was not sarcastic either. I am talking too much. I think I had too much candy corn. Tiny traffic cones. Kayla says, hi, guys. Just wanted to send an email over because I just found your podcast. It's really indulgent for me because a lot of people I know are sick of hearing me talk about community characters as if they're real people, etc. I think if you haven't followed the show since the first episode, it's easy to look at it as just a sitcom and not care about the character development and general awesomeness of it. It's actually really, really special to me because it seems like the very first grown-up show made for my generation. Plus, it's also just really beeping funny.
Nice, nice beep there on the fly.
I do. We are rated, I don't know, what are they?
Like TV 14.
Yeah, rated T for teen.
Podcast 14.
Peggy 14.
Oh, God.
UK gaming. That's weird, I know that. Yes, do we want to finish the email or discuss the generation thing?
Yeah. What was the statement in there? It's the first,
It's special to her because it seems like the first grown-up show made for her generation. And made I asked, her and she said she's 21, I'm 22. You're like, okay. What, like 40, 50?
Yeah, I'm 37. No, I'm 24, 12. So I'm trying, I'm 8 years old.
You have a really good voice for an 8-year-old.
Thank you very much.
You're young.
But no, I'm 24, and I'm trying to figure out. I the generation thing. When people say like, this is the greatest so and so of my generation, I always struggle to figure out how they define a generation. And like,
you always struggle to not think of that Who song.
Exactly. Yeah, that always gets stuck in my head when I start thinking about my generation.
Generations always confuse me because I was like, well, how can you really have a whole a set generation because people don't just stop being born for like 100 years. Or probably less than that. Because it's constant. So how the hell does it work?
And, you know, I don't want to, you know, seem like I'm trying to underplay the statement that she made. Or, you know, like, make it less valid, but I'm just, does she mean, like, made in her generation, or the first grown-up show that's directed toward her generation that's not, you know...
I think it's aired during.
Aired during her...
Yeah,
because
I was too young to like Arrested... I mean, I watched Arrested Development when I was younger, when it was on, but I wasn't as so into it. I didn't realize all of the clever things they do until, like, I was almost out of high school. And then in the start of college. And I was like, oh, wow. I wish I'd watched this when I was old enough to, like, care.
Old enough to care.
It's true.
And that's the problem with old people. They care too much.
Damn it, old people. Be apathetic. That word is weird because it's always just, like, pathetic. As in, it's apathetic.
Apathetic, yeah.
Sorry, it's just weird.
Doesn't sound like that.
But, yeah, so... I can see agreeing with that.
No,
as long
I mean,
as you
I
mean comedy. Because Breaking Bad is a grown-up show.
Oh, God. Oh, so good, too. Or The Mad Men.
Yeah. The first grown-up comedy, I can see.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I agree. I agree that it, it's, like, so far ahead of anything else. Like, if you look at, like popular sitcoms. Like, if we're talking, like... specifically the half-hour comedy format, like, if you look at what rules in that spot, it's like, Two and a Half Men and The Big Bang Theory, which I know people like, so I'm not going to trash talk it here, but, I don't know, how about Whitney?
Oh, Whitney. Oh, what was that we were going to say about, the promo that we saw during the episode?
Yeah,
oh,
that wasn't
yeah.
awful. That wasn't the worst thing I'd ever seen.
Her boyfriend, yeah, playing, what's it, squash or something? And, oh, look, I have tiny blue balls. make a joke about it, Whitney, was pretty much what the promo was. Like, almost literally what he said.
Yeah,
look at my tiny blue balls. Try and not make a joke that has to do with blue balls. It was... if you like Whitney, please write to us so I know you exist.
And so we can stop making fun of Whitney, because
and
we don't
so
want
we
to
can
offend you.
Block you from the podcast, because oh. It blows.
No, come on. No. We don't want to burn too many bridges here. I mean, I hear like
Jeff
like,
Bridges.
Or
Lloyd
John
Bridges.
Bo
Joel
Bridges.
Bridges.
Joe? Job?
No, Joel Bridges.
Tim Bridges.
Oh, I have to keep that. Maybe we have like our own runner on the podcast now.
Sorry, yeah. First grown-up show for her generation. I think we're included in that, maybe. I don't know.
I think we're close enough.
Close enough, maybe. Eh.
Well, because from what I know of Kayla, what little I know of Kayla, we have similar opinions on the few things I've heard about from her. And I know we have similar opinions on lots of things because you know the things I will like. And we tend to enjoy most of the same things. So I think we can include that.
Okay. All right. Well, how does your email continue?
Also, she says, my fiance is convinced that they're going to kill Pierce off during this season.
Oh, my God. How did he know?
You were a little... Is your fiance Dan Harmon?
Chevy Chase.
Chevy. 21 and what, like, was he like 90 years old now?
Oh, come on. He's like 70.
I don't know how old he is. Either way, still, he's kind of right there. But apparently he read something Dan Harmon said about the group realizing why they need to spend time with Pierce this season. I haven't been able to find the quote. I really don't think that's going to happen, but he's convinced. Opinions? Well, can I have any? Because he was killed off in the evil timeline.
Well, you know, I think I read the same thing that they're referring to. It was, I don't know, maybe EW.com somewhere. But I think what it was more Dan Harmon talking about how they're going to respond to people disliking Pierce in season two, how he had become vilified. And most people are like, well, I don't get it. Why would they even hang out with this guy? He kind of seems like a jerk. He has no redeeming value. So I read an interview or some kind of article where Harmon said that this season they're going to try to make it apparent why they hang out with Pierce, why they put up with his offensive behavior.
Oh, good. I do like that Pierce isn't just always mean to be mean, because he did take the present back from Troy once Troy like helped Pierce understand why all of this happened and apologized and thanked him.
And ultimately, he ended up throwing it away in the true time.
Yeah.
Line.
Yeah.
He threw it away
time.
In their apartment. He's going to find that.
Troy's going to open it. And it's like, how did this get in here? Because I don't think he ever presented it to Troy in that one. So he's just going to find the present with the troll in it.
That's going to be more traumatic.
He should have just left the troll like on Troy's pillow. That would have been so frightening. I don't know. Sorry. I'm thinking about the episode now. Signed, Kayla. P.S. Oh, and in response to the question of possible guest stars, would love to see David Cross on the show. The study group could use a good Anauerpist this season.
That would be amazing. David Cross needs more work. I watched this week's Modern Family. He has a guest role on that, and he is incredible.
How does he not have more work? He's so hilarious.
He is. I don't know. I think he's in that Chipmunks movie, though.
That doesn't count.
I'm just saying.
Not the Chipmunks movie. That's not like a grown-up movie.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, Modern Family is really good on that.
I need to watch that sometime, just because I feel like I'm supposed to.
Just for David Cross. He's done like the past 2 weeks. So
I will.
If you want to see some good
Todd
David
was
Cross.
In there.
Yeah, Todd from last week's.
Does he have a turtle?
No, he does not have a turtle.
And I was thinking about last week's homework and about the Bryan Cranston one. I don't want Bryan Cranston as a chemistry teacher. I want Walter White as a chemistry teacher. That would be an interesting guest star.
Just to suggest that the community in Breaking Bad take place in the same universe.
Yeah, like maybe he has to go to this community college, like a state north of him. Just like, I don't know, sometime. I don't know. I just really would really like Walter White as their teacher.
Like season one Walter White or like season four Walter White?
Season two Walter White.
Okay.
I don't know. He could be in my Breaking Bad inspired Community episode that I've thought up. And I can't write, or I'd probably write a fanfic for it, so I just wrote out the basic idea behind it. Like how Annie steals, like, pencils and stuff. Which made me think of the first bottle episode. And Troy and Abed make the most chemically pure blueberry rock candy. And, like, Chang is trying to figure it out, and they're trying to hide it from the dean. But the dean finds out, and then eventually decides to, like, help them because it's taking away all the money from the other college in town.
That would be good. I like that idea.
I would so watch that. But, okay, anyway. And then we have a voicemail, which is actually an MP3. Oh, yeah. Call us at 120-FAT-NEIL-5.
Be the first.
Or almost first, because one of you called and then didn't leave a voicemail, and I know who you are. So don't pretend like I don't.
You always say that in such a threatening manner.
See, I can't help it. The threatening accent accidentally came out.
I know who you are.
I wasn't like trying to disguise my voice.
Okay, but let's hear that MP3. You could send us an MP3, greendale101@gmail.com. And it might sound a little something like this.
Hey guys, this is listener Ann. I was just calling with a couple comments from the show. And the first thing I wanted to say was when I saw the matchbook that was from Arizona Matchbox Company, my first thought was the initials were AMC, which is where you can see noir films nowadays. And so I thought maybe that was a very roundabout way of referencing that. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. I'm probably reading too much into it. This is what happens to Lost fans. Now that Lost is gone, we make more out of everything in every show. So that could very well be what's going on. The second thing is Chang used to be my favorite character in the entire show. I mean, who would not love him and his crazy hijinks? And the things that he says, he's insane in a good way. But this last season has been disturbing. I have issues with Chang now. In fact, I have had 3 nightmares with Chang in them in the last 3 weeks. First of all, he's like crazy ventilation living inside the ventilation system of the school guy. That just creeps me out. And then with this last episode, he was twisted in ways that a sitcom should not have characters that are this twisted in them. Yes, there are moments of funny, but for the most part, I thought his storyline was just uncomfortable to watch, to be honest. And I think that's what his deal is this season, is like, here's, you know, we have this one storyline for the episode that's funny and enjoyable, and then there's Chang, who's just uncomfortable to watch. I will say the one exception to this is the second episode when he and Britta had his whole thing, their romance. I don't know what to call what that was. Their police protester feeding each other's need ants. Because really, who would not love a man who tases Britta? I mean, really, who wouldn't? Think about it. You can't. You can't think of anyone who would not love someone who would tase Britta. So I did love Chang for that moment again. But, oh, goodness, he's so creepy this season. And it's really freaking me out and giving me bizarro nightmares that star Senor Chang doing weird things that are uncomfortable and weird. And so I hope that this ends soon. That's all I have to say. I want my funny Chang back. And that's all I have to say about that. Enjoy community, and I'm loving the new podcast, so be chill.
We shall be chill.
Yes, thank you, listener. And Chang was, he was kind of insane. Like, he is, I don't know. He's disturbing, but he was like that in a couple other episodes. The end of the Poppin' Lockathon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That and the end of the season 2 finale, the Gollum moment.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. He's just so scary.
I agree that he's kind of taken a dark turn this season. It's like kind of like Listener Ann and Nunez said in the last episode that it's not as funny as it is frightening. but it's still fun to watch for me at least. But I think that they have to be doing this on purpose on some level. I think back to season 2 where Pierce had that really dark storyline throughout the season where he broke his legs and was addicted to painkillers.
Yeah.
I can only begin to hope or think that they might have something like that planned for Chang this season.
Maybe we'll Chang more.
By the end of the year, we'll like Chang more and maybe better understand him, but I don't know. Oh. We'll have to wait and find out.
Maybe they're actually going to go with that storyline that in the commentaries for season 2 they said they wanted to follow.
Oh, God. Oh. Are you talking about the thing with his twin sister?
Yeah, the twin sister he ate in the womb but is also still in there, which is why he was all Gollum-y.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe that's it. Maybe... Because they did want to take him into that really crazy dark place last year, so maybe this is them kind of finally getting around to that.
Oh, man, that was... Chang is intense. And I am disappointed in you, Anne, because I know you listened to our other podcast, and you didn't once mention your catchphrase. But disappointed in you,
Anne. It's Hamburglar time.
Is Hamburglar time? No.
I'm trying to think of what's the catchphrase, like, and that's the way the world turns.
No. Check it
out.
How
come not? Oh. I was just going to keep making up fake catchphrases. Check it out.
I should just let you keep going.
No, that would have been really boring for everyone.
Oh, a place where you don't want to not be.
Sure.
I don't know. Anyway, we have new emails because two people were like super quick and diligent and actually emailed like directly after the episode.
Wow, how great of them.
Indeed. Wow. And our first one you can read.
Oh, I can. You're giving me permission to read?
Yes, the email I permit you to Erwin.
Oh, very exciting. Erwin wrote in moments ago, right under the wire. Over the wire? Under the wire.
Listener Erwin, or Reg Contrib Erwin?
Mythic Contributor Erwin. He says, hello, Brian. he's our number one contributor. What can I say?
Well, it depends if you count Community Soup making our screen caps for us as contributing. And teaching me Tumblr.
Okay, well, sure. Okay, they can also be that then.
Everyone is.
But Erwin says, hello, Ben and Brian. Only one word to describe this episode. Brilliant. I have nothing more to say regarding how amazing it is.
I thought you were going to turn to Swedish Chef for a second. Regarding.
Gordon. Bergen Schmergen.
Our merger.
Bergen Schmergen. Bergen Gergen. I'm sorry. Seriously, I am at a loss of words. This episode was amazing in all aspects. Writing, direction, acting, etc.
Catering.
The Indiana Jones prop was awesome. Lighting.
boom holding.
Though I gotta say, it took a little bit of time for me to realize that Jeff plotted everything out so he wouldn't have to pick up the pizza at the end.
Oh, props and set designers. They did a really kick-ass job.
Yeah, absolutely. Incredible.
I wish we could... I want to just look at the set so I can look at all the tiny props, or if someone would take a bunch of pictures of them.
The signage on set.
Yeah. All right, sorry.
I didn't realize that Jeff had plotted everything so he didn't have to get the pizza. It happened at the end. I started to think, well, maybe Jeff's turn would be the real one. Hey, wait a minute. There are only 6 sides on a die and 7 people.
Maybe they're playing Yahtzee with a 7-sided die.
That would be weird. It happened just as Abed started explaining it. I was so close to figuring it out before Abed, but there's always the next episode.
Good luck. I can't wait to the twist.
Try to figure out the plot twist before the episode ends. like watching Lost all over again.
Oh, I love that show.
That's Who's in the Coffin.
I want to watch it for the first time again.
Watch it again for the first time, for the last time.
Oh.
He continues, I can't wait to see what Jeff's story is regarding the season. His final line was daunting, to say the least.
I only have one arm.
Not in the tag, in the actual timeline.
Yeah, that it made me feel sad. I got the fuzzy feeling inside.
Like, this is what happens when I leave? Is that the one?
Yeah. Everyone's happy when Jeff leaves. Oh.
Erwin says, I love the actual reality the most, but the other ones entertained me. The one that entertained me most was where Troy was absent.
So you hate Troy.
Which was your favorite? That was also my favorite.
Me too, because it was so hilarious.
Oh god, it was so awful and hilarious.
Oh, dark things are funny.
Indeed. Why didn't people like Pierce last year? It was so dark and funny.
No, I thought he was funny. I mean, I didn't like Pierce. I thought he did a really good job and was a funny person, but you aren't supposed to like him as a character at that point.
Am I not?
You're supposed to think, wow, he's a dick.
I felt bad for him. I felt pity. Is that close?
Did you feel pity before we found out why he was doing it?
Yeah.
When he was just being mean to Fat Neil to be mean?
Yeah, the whole time. I attached myself to that character very early on.
Stop taking pain pills.
The whole thing with him being divorced so many times and not having a true family. And like season one, I think it started with season one, the Family Day episode. That was rough to watch. That made me appreciate that character in a whole new way.
Do you keep hallucinating a tiny Mr. Dick? Andy Dick. I couldn't remember his first name, so I just went with Mister. I wasn't thinking about the connotations of what I just said. I was just
okay. All right.
I have as you could tell earlier. I have a hard time remembering celebrity first names really quickly.
Apparently, yeah.
Tim Hanks. <weird. laughs>
Of course, Mr. Dick, how cordial of you.
So do you see a tiny Mr. Dick?
No, I do not see a tiny Andrew Dick.
Thank you, Drew. His name Drew.
Wait, who's Drew?
Well, that's another thing for Andrew.
Okay, all right.
That's what Andy Bernard was called the first time we saw him, wasn't it? Or that's what he was called after his issue.
Drew?
Yeah, after his anger issue, I think if like one episode, he wanted everyone to call him Drew because he had to be changed or something.
I vaguely remember that.
I'm sorry. We went off track. Anyway.
No, it's fine. He wraps up by saying, also, is Annie really moving with Troy and Abed? I didn't see that coming.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. That seems like setup for that.
She didn't say yes. She seemed like she was kind of unsure about moving in with two guys, but they
but
wouldn't
also,
do anything.
She really needs to get out of where she is.
Yeah, Dildopolis or two guys who are your friends and probably won't do anything to you because Troy already rejected you.
My two pretty good friends or my building above Dildopolis where somebody was stabbed the other day. It's a toss-up, really. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe she would just be like overwhelming to live with those dudes all the time.
Oh,
with them always being together.
Oh, yeah. It might feel awkward for her. Or she would have nothing to do.
It would be that third wheel syndrome we were talking about earlier.
Wouldn't it be interesting to see her kind of become one of them for at least one episode? Like, get super nerdy into things?
Like, kind of like how Jeff, when he lived with Abed back in season one, kind of changed to that way of life.
Anyone who's around Abed for too long suddenly becomes Abed.
Becomes an Abed.
It happened to Troy. Troy was a jock. He started hanging out with Abed too much.
You're right.
Ooh,
when you're right, you're right.
Abed is a pop culture zombie.
So what are the... Okay, let's follow this through. What are the pop culture brains that he consumes? Just pop culture? Is that
television.
Television? Space-time?
Yep. Lots of space-time. Yeah, and video games, because he's nerd. Nerd pop culture zombie.
That's true. Yeah, established they play video games. They have video games in the apartment, and I remember the episode with Jack Black in season one where Troy and Abed talked about playing a video game over their entire Christmas break. You can do everything. You get a job. You can do this. You have to do your taxes, but don't get audited.
I think I've seen them play Xbox before and PlayStation, and they had an N64, so they might have a Wii. Who knows?
Perhaps, but
and they get lots of money from somewhere.
From somewhere, from the falafel business.
We only know one of them, one character that actually has a job, don't we? No, Annie collects cans for money.
Britta worked at that diner, but no
yeah,
more.
She. I forgot she was fired. Pierce doesn't really count. He doesn't seem to actually do his job. He just gets all the money for it.
He's very wealthy.
Why isn't he just paid all of them stuff? He's their friend. He wants them to not suffer. I don't know. He did it for Annie that one time, but that was kind of a bribe.
Yeah, you're right. And he he paid Troy and Abed for the handshake.
Yeah.
Was it something crazy? Like, was it $1,000?
Yeah, it was like $1,000 for it.
Okay. That was their indecent proposal moment.
That was so sad.
So funny. Okay. We have one more email?
Yes. This one is from Community Soup / Brittany. And she says,
Commie Soup.
Hey, guys. Brittany from Community Soup here. Smiley face. Okay, I'm still freaking out over how awesome this episode was. I'm writing this as I wait for the download of the episode to complete. Had a hiccup. Sorry. Episodes like these are the reason I have an undying love for the show. You don't have an underlying show. I've talked to you enough to know that. It's pretty overlying. My glasses are smudgy. Sorry, I have so many excuses. Between the ridiculousness of British Pizza Dance singing Roxanne to the sweetness of the last scene, this episode was flawless. I love the pizza dance. I'm so hungry. One thing I didn't like was that troll. WTF was that? I'm going to have nightmares, seriously. Chang-filled, trog-filled nightmares, I assume. I can't really have nightmares about it, because I've had them for years. I cannot get over the genius of this show. How do they manage to get... Oh, it says mange. Or maybe I did that when I was copying it over. I don't know. I'm sorry. My brain is messed up right now. How do they manage to get 6 different timelines into a 22-minute episode, have it all wrap up nicely in a 7th timeline, and then leave me in tears? How? It's crazy to me. Me crying just shows me just how invested I am with all of these characters. Seeing them all together like that after all the craziness touched me so much. Everyone is saying that the last scene basically shows that the study group would be happier without Jeff. While I see that, I do think it's the writer's way of showing us just how much Jeff is going to have to go through this season to realize, show, how much he loves these people. He needs them more than they need him. It's going to be big when he sees that. Also, the little mention from Pierce about Jeff's dad made me happy. I can't wait to see what they do with the storyline this season. Okay, I've rambled too long. I'm not even sure if this made sense. Love you guys and the podcast. Big smiley face with a capital D, Brittany.
Thank you for the email.
Thank you so much. And I just want to point out to you, Brian, even though almost no one who hears this has heard the Happy Cast, on every email on the Happy Cast, I would always end it with love something because I was determined that that is what they actually meant. And Brittany said it without me adding it.
Without you having to guilt them into saying it.
I know, which eventually worked because we had multiple listeners saying love, even though it's mostly because I did it. But thank you, Brittany, for reading my mind.
And you make several excellent points in your email.
Yes, and several excellent screen caps and GIFs.
In the email? That is impressive. Oh.
They fit in, you know, where they make sense. but the screen caps, thank you again for doing the screen caps for us, because for some reason every time I do it, it's horrible quality, and you have Photoshop. So thank you.
Yes, and I like your thoughts on Jeff at in the last scene about having to come to the conclusion of how much he needs the group and how much they mean to him. That's I like where you're coming from. That sounds good to me. And the continuous mentioning of Jeff's father, I think. Ooh. I don't know if they're going to do it toward like mid-season or if that's going to be more like toward the end of the year, but I feel like, yeah, they definitely have to do, or they definitely will. I'm not going to say they have to do anything. I'm not that entitled, but I think they will do like something some before the end of the year.
I think, here's my prediction. The Black Rider, was that his name? The Dark Rider? That is Joel's dad, Jeff's dad.
Wait, Josh Holloway?
Josh Holloway is Jeff Winger's dad.
Time travel is involved.
He was a con man in Lost.
And you know what? Even though I've said it many times, and it makes very little sense, I'm going to keep throwing out the theory that Pierce is Jeff's father.
Oh, no, but see, I don't know, because Jeff... I think Jeff at least has an idea what his dad looks like.
No, but see, that guy that, you know, that was around when he was younger wasn't actually his biological father, and then William the Barely Known is what he's referred to in the D&D episode. But, and then I think something happened, and then he found out that Jeff wasn't really his son, and then he left, and that's why he left. And because Jeff's mom had a one-night stand with Pierce, and I'm not letting this go. That's I will not let this go.
The one he cares to, like, confront is the one who was the con man who left him, which is Josh Holloway. No, it's no, sorry. No, it's how did I almost forget his name? I almost called him Henry Ford. That wasn't
Henry Ford? Yeah, Henry Ford.
That wasn't Sawyer's name.
Oh, you're talking about James. James, yeah. Ford.
What's wrong with me in first names?
I have no idea.
Ah.
It's late. It's like 2:30 in the morning.
It's 1:20 here. You're an hour and 10 minutes ahead there.
I don't know how that happened. I don't know how time zones work.
I didn't know time zones could do half hours, but I know Community Soup is 2.5 ahead of me.
Hmm.
Apparently they can do halves. I don't know. That's not even relevant. So that's all of our feedback. And one more time, the ways you can contact us. Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, email.
Email.
And 120 FatNeil5. And
yep,
most of you are out of the country. So send us an MP3 instead if you want to hear your voice. Or if you don't, then just plug your ears for that part.
Absolutely. We appreciate any feedback. You know, tell us how to improve the show.
Make it worse.
How to make it worse? How can we ruin it?
So we won't do those things.
And would you kindly leave us iTunes reviews, please?
That's going to work now because they're all programmed to respond to
spoiler.
Would you
kindly... I'm sorry.
Spoiler for
don't
Titanic.
Don't ruin it for them. Yeah, don't ruin Titanic. Okay.
Yes. Homework of the week. So how about that Dean? What would he do in the evil universe?
Homework of the week, how about that, Dean? So write us about that.
So it's not World 2. It's the same Earth in different dimensions or different universes?
Yeah, no, it's the same. It's same dimension, just different timeline.
So it's the opposite of Episode 2 this year.
Yes, because those were the one timeline, but different dimensions. So
okay, all right. What if the die fell on the floor? And, like, rolled away under the door.
Oh, that would be, like, an eighth timeline in which unthinkable things happen.
It falls in someone's drink. Oh, that's one where the pizza guy comes up and shoots them all.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, the darkest of them all.
That's the one where actually, you know, indirectly their actions throughout the year cause a plane crash. So.
Ooh, and you find out that Chang is the pizza guy in disguise.
They're all actually the smoke monster.
Yes, all of them. Spoiler alert!
They have to move the study group.
Pierce is in the coffin.
Oh, God. Okay, we have to end this now. Thank you for joining us. We'll catch you next time. Until then, class dismissed.